Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Lions back off the bye this week. They'll host the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy expecting to start for those Vikings. Joining us this week, Ross Tucker, as he does every Thursday. He's our Odyssey NFL insider. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing all right. Happy Halloween. What are the kids dressing up as?
My younger one is a Starbucks barista. My older one is a fairy because I think her other two friends from school are fairies. So they're three little, I don't know, tooth fairies or something together. My wife and I actually have two games this weekend. I'm doing Army at Air Force Saturday and then Chargers Titans Sunday, both for CBS. So I won't be doing any of the trick-or-treating stuff, unfortunately, but at last week's, I was able to go to a Halloween party last weekend. My wife and I were 6'7". You know that 6'7" thing?
Yes, if anyone has kids or anyone's around kids, we know the whole 6'7". And you, I hope you're doing the hands at the same time right now.
Ross, thank you for doing your part to hopefully make it cringe enough to get the kids to stop doing it.
Well, two things, Jim. First of all, it's the easiest costume of all time. I wore a t-shirt that said 6. My wife wore a t-shirt that said 7. She's like, do you want to just do that? And I was like, yes, that sounds amazing. And then secondly, I am making it my mission to single-handedly end this thing because it can't be cool to kids if your dad is saying it and doing it all the time. So I do it any chance I have, any trade in the NFL, I'm like, oh, it's a 6'7" swap, or any, no matter what, I am trying to do it.
I love it.
I mean, I'm right there with you. My daughter's the same way, and every time I do it, they're like, okay, Dad, that's enough. So, hey, let's talk a little football. J.J. McCarthy is obviously coming to town. He's going to be his first start. Do you think they were holding off because he wasn't ready, and what do you expect when he does go under center?
Well, I would love to hear, obviously, I know, John, you know him very well from his time at Michigan. I'm sure everybody up there loves him with the national championship. I find the entire situation to be fascinating. I really do. I mean, just to recap for Lions fans, and this is the first time. Oh, no, did you guys already play them? Or no?
No, no, this is the first time.
Okay. So, you know, this offseason, they tried to bring Sam Darnold back, but they really just wanted him until they knew McCarthy was ready to go or whatever. And Darnold felt that. And Darnold got a better offer from Seattle, so he went there. But the Vikings wanted to bring Darnold back. The thing that's even more interesting is that on my show, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Tom Pelissero from NFL Network reported that the Vikings had actually offered Daniel Jones more guaranteed money than the Colts did. So this isn't like huge dollars, right? But Daniel Jones got over $13 million guaranteed from the Colts, which means The Vikings offer Daniel Jones over $14 million guaranteed. That is very rare for a guy as a backup quarterback. Very rare.
So it calls into question how much do they actually believe in JJ, right?
Well, I think they believe in him, but I think, you know, he was coming off the injury. They weren't sure how he would respond. And I think they wanted another option just in case. And the reality is, Jim, he played two games. And in those two games, he had one good quarter. And that was the fourth quarter against the Bears. Mm-hmm. He didn't look very good. And so they put in Wentz, who'd only been there for a couple weeks. McCarthy has the ankle sprain. I mean, he just had a 6 weeks off or seven. Six, seven. He had six or seven weeks off with a high ankle sprain. Just so you know, Jim, I think I played with John when he had a high ankle sprain, and he missed zero games. Zero. He taped it up and, like, got spatted and played. The craziest thing about it is I called the Vikings game last Thursday night for Westwood One. I was out in L.A. Mm-hmm. There's a play that goes out of bounds, okay? You guys can find this.
I know. I saw it.
And Jefferson goes out of bounds, and he rolls up on McCarthy, who jumps up over Jefferson to not get hurt, land, and is making, like, this first down signal. Meanwhile, Wentz has a dislocated shoulder that he needs season-ending surgery on. So, like, this whole thing, like, let's put it this way. J.J. McCarthy's ankle was a heck of a lot healthier last Thursday night than Wentz's shoulder was. The Vikings kind of drag this thing out as long as they can. I don't know if they would verbalize this, but I think deep down in places maybe they don't want to admit, I think they're petrified that maybe he's not the guy and or not ready, because they spent a lot of money to bring in Hargrave and Jonathan Allen on the D-line, Fries and Kelly on the O-line. I mean, I think they really thought, hey, we got a really good team. We won 14 games last year, and we got a quarterback on a rookie contract. It's go time, but they're running out of time for this year, and I think they're a little bit nervous about what they have in McCarthy. And I don't know there's any quarterback that has more pressure on them the rest of this year than him, because if he doesn't at least show improvement, I don't really know where that would put the Vikings this offseason.
Yeah, and I think the line on this game is somewhere around 6 or 7.
8.5, John. Come on.
It's 8.5.
I know. I'm trying to set you up here. Yeah. So, I mean, looking at this game, and obviously on the heels of Hutch signing a mega contract yesterday, your thoughts on Brad Holmes and the job that he is doing in signing guys early, continuing to build this roster, and managing the salary cap?
Well, I love Brad Holmes. He's a top five GM with what he's done. It's so funny because I just recorded the Ross Tucker football podcast for today, and I was just talking with my guy, Greg Cosell, and we were laughing. Do you realize that last year, Jahmyr Gibbs had 330 yards and 6 touchdowns in the 2 games against the Vikings? 330 yards. And I don't know how much was receiving,
great.
How much was rushing. Yeah. But 330 yards and 6 touchdowns. And Greg and I were just laughing about the fact people were so up in arms when the Lions took him number 12. And then later in the first round, they take Jack Campbell. And people are like, these guys are idiots. How do you take a running back and a linebacker in the first round? What are they doing? I mean, what they're doing is they're drafting their you-know-what off. And then, what to me, the Lions right now are following the Eagles model, which is draft well, and then if you draft well and you identify, okay, this is a core guy, the earlier you sign him, the better, because you tack on those years to the rookie contract. So Hutch still has, you know, the rest of this year, and he's got that fifth-year option. So they're tacking these extra years on. It makes it a lot easier to spread out the cap over those. They're really doing it for Hutch over like 6 years, even though it's a 4-year deal, they can spread the cap pain, pain over the next 5.5 years. The fascinating thing there is that Hutch made more money by getting hurt. You almost never say that, but they would have signed him to a deal like the day after last season ended if he was fully healthy. But because of the injury, I think that they wanted to, you know, make sure he was healthy, come back. And you know what McCartney, his agent, did? Hey, wait till Myles Garrett signs, wait till Watt signs, and then especially wait till Micah Parsons signs. In a weird way, Hutchinson getting hurt made him money.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Trade deadline, Tuesday. What should Lions fans look for with Tuesday?
You know, probably I would think that they'd be in the market for another edge guy, another pass rusher opposite Hutch. You really can't have too many, and you never know when a guy is going to go down. And in these playoff games and late in the season when you're trying to close out games, you want to come at him in waves. So there's a bunch of guys out there that if they're opposite a star like Hutchinson, they can get you some pressure. I don't know if it's one of the Dolphins guys like Jalen Phillips, the Titans. I'm doing the Titans Sunday. You know, Draymond Jones has a sack the last 3 games. He's on a 1-year deal. Arden Key. Obviously, the big swing would be a guy like Trey Hendrickson, you know, for the rest of the year. Because if the Bengals lose to the Bears, I'm quite sure the Bengals would be happy to save some money, and they might move on. Now, that might be too much salary to take on for the Lions, but I would guess there, assuming that they feel like they're going to get all these DBs healthy again, you know, later on in the year.
Bills and Chiefs going to be one of those spotlight games. How do you see that one going?
You know, the Bills always win the regular season game and then lose the playoff matchups. And the games in Buffalo, that's probably the most likely. But just watching them over the last 3 or 4 weeks, it feels like the Chiefs are clearly the better team. I mean, they're favored by 2.5 on the road. I think they should be. Right now, their offense is kind of looking really good. I mean, even with some fluky interceptions, they still move the ball very well on Monday night. That's the other thing. I mean, they're on a short week on the road at Buffalo, and they're still favored by 2.5. Meanwhile, the Bills aren't really clicking as much as they need to. You know, Ed Oliver, their best D tackle, maybe their best D lineman, just went on IR. He's got a torn pec or a torn bicep this time now. So it feels like the Chiefs are the better team. But I don't know. I mean, if I'm the Bills fan and we lose the regular season matchup, maybe I just feel like it gives me more of a chance to win the playoffs. The problem is the Bills are now in a battle for their life to just win the division against the Patriots.
He's Ross Tucker. We have him on every single week. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Ross, we're pumped for the Lions coming out of the bye week. They got a bunch of big games coming up in the next, I don't know, 6 or 7 or so weeks. We're looking forward to it, buddy. Thanks.
It's going to be awesome. I'm in the booth when they play the Eagles for Western 1 a couple weeks, Sunday night. That'll be awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Looking Can't forward wait. To it. Thanks, yeah. Ross.
Thanks, man.
Good.
It's 97.1.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.